Since President Trump announced he'd impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum, and other countries have talked about retaliation, we've heard mixed messages about what the impact of all of that could be. The president tweeted, quote, "When a country, USA, is losing many billions of dollars on trade with virtually every country it does business with, trade wars are good and easy to win," end quote. Meanwhile, Arizona Senator Jeff Flake, who's introduced a bill to nullify the tariffs, has said the White House is courting, quote, "economic disaster." To help sort through the history of trade wars and their economic impacts, I'm joined by Joshua Meltzer. He's a senior fellow in the Global Economy and Development Program at the Brookings Institution, where he works on international and digital trade issues. And Joshua, the president has said trade wars are easy to win, but a number of economists have said nobody wins in a trade war. Where do you come down on that, since those ideas are essentially mutually exclusive?
Well, so the notion of a trade war is the idea that countries start raising barriers to each other, and they go up and up, and trade is restricted and choked off. And the last time this happened in any significant way was in response to the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act in the 1930s, where the US raised tariffs, countries in Europe responded, and it was a sort of form of tit-for-tat retaliation, which left everyone worse off. It deepened the effects of the Great Depression at the time, and is actually seen as one of the causes and drivers of the rise of Nazism in World War II, as it deepened the economic recession and the economic challenges that Germany was facing at the time. No one wins from trade wars for the simple reason that raising tariffs is a net negative cost to an economy. The steel and aluminium tariffs, which the president is imposing, there's various analyses of the cost, but the lowball estimate is that for every job, for instance, that might be gained in the steel industry, there are going to be 5 jobs lost in other manufacturing sectors in the U.S. economy more broadly.
When you talk about a broad negative impact, is it safe to say that there could be, and maybe even will be, a positive impact on those industries which the tariffs deal with, American steel and aluminum manufacturing?
Yeah, so in some of those specific sectors which are covered by the tariffs, there will be some gains, absolutely. The important point, of course, is that steel and aluminium are very significant inputs into manufacturing and other industries across the economy. So whether you're in automobiles or you're making toasters or washing machines, if you're building pipes used in the energy sector, then those costs, you know, potentially go up 25%, which is the steel tariff. And that's where your job losses are. That's where you become less competitive. So you have small gains in very concentrated sectors, but broad costs across the economy.
The American steel and aluminum industries are obviously ones that have been in some trouble for some time. If tariffs are not the way to go about trying to strengthen those, what is the best way to try to bring some of those jobs back and maybe give this industry a boost?
Well, if you take the steel industry, for instance, some sectors are actually doing very well. This is a sort of a story which plays out across, you know, the manufacturing sector broadly, is that what has happened is that these sectors have become increasingly productive. They have adopted new technologies, and it has meant that they need a lot less labor to produce a given amount of output. And so the U.S. still has significant steel producing capacity. The challenge really is not about how do you necessarily recreate these jobs, because a lot of these jobs are often not coming back. It's how do you create new opportunities for workers to move into the industries where the new jobs are being created. And that's quite a separate challenge and is not one that can be solved by trade policy, and certainly not by the imposition of these types of tariffs.
So workers may be staying in the steel industry broadly, but maybe a different aspect of it than what they had been doing.
That's right. And, you know, the manufacturing sector in the United States broadly is robust and is become increasingly productive. It's added close to 1 million jobs, in fact, since 2010. And these jobs, though, increasingly require particular skills, particular levels of education. And the core challenge, I think, is providing pathways and opportunities, more technical college, types of vocational training, which provide the necessary skills that allow workers to transition quickly into the jobs in the manufacturing sector that actually are being created.
Are there situations where it might be in a country's interest to start a trade war or become involved in a trade war where it might actually help them in some capacity?
Yeah, there's often various strategic and other rationales behind trade policy more broadly. Once you start raising tariffs on other countries, you also undermine some of the broader relationships that you have with those countries. And often that's not a positive outcome under any circumstances. And I think the lesson from history tends to be that trade wars tend to be driven by particular sort of domestic political reasons that are best avoided if possible, because the impacts on both sort of the trade and economic front, but also on the broader sort of security front, are often very negative.
All right. Joshua Meltzer is a senior fellow in the Global Economy and Development Program at the Brookings Institution. Joshua, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thank you.